Hi, and welcome to the August 16th edition of Three Sides of the Coin, bite-sized episodes, brought to you by Mike Brunn from the Rock and Roll Experience with Mike Brunn. In KISS and KISS-related news, August 16th, 1993. On this day, 26 years ago, KISS released the home video, KISS Confidential. It is the fifth home video KISS released, and it includes live concert footage from the Revenge Tour, as well as some classic era footage from 1975, 76, and 77. The video is certified gold. August 16th, 1994. After touring on and off for 2 years, The Cat, Peter Criss, makes a return with his first full-length album in over 20 years, with a CD that would be known as Cat No. 1. The CD includes 11 songs and would be much closer to the hard rock KISS sound that Peter was famous for while playing with KISS. The album is also notable for having Ace Frehley as a guest guitarist on 3 songs. Also included is a newly recorded version of the classic Beth. Other rock and roll news on this day. August 16, 1977. On this day in 1977, the King, Elvis Presley, passed away at a young age of 42. On that day, Elvis was scheduled to leave for an upcoming tour, but he was found unresponsive on his bathroom floor. Attempts to revive him failed, and Elvis was pronounced dead at 3:30 in the afternoon. Rest in peace, Elvis. And August 16, 1986. On this day, 33 years ago, Def Leppard drummer Rick Allen returned to the stage for the first time in a few years. On New Year's Eve, 1984, he had lost his left arm in a horrible automobile accident. Through perseverance and the use of electronic drums, Rick was able to follow his passion and continue playing the instrument he loved. Of course, did he return at a small club show? Nope. Where he did return was the Monsters of Rock Festival of 1986 in England. A true inspiration to everyone that if you put your mind to something, you could accomplish anything. Subscribe to Three Sides of the Coin to make sure you don't miss any of our daily bite-sized episodes. Visit threesidesofthecoin.com. Follow the Rock and Roll Experience with Mike Brunn on Facebook. And follow Mike on Twitter at Mike_Brunn.